The most exciting part of a vacation stay at a home rental? Easy. It's being greeted upon arrival with a rusted lockbox affixed to the underside of a stranger's condo. Yeah, you simply twist knobs, click gears, jiggle it, and then rip it off its moorings, and voila! Your prize is a key to a questionable home rental and maybe tetanus. When you just want to get your vacation started by actually getting into your room, it matters where you stay. At Hilton, we deliver your key right to your phone on the Hilton Honors app. Hilton for the stay.
Hello, and welcome back to the Curious Kid Podcast. There is a lot to cover in this episode, including Olivia's first interview in 3 months. So I don't want to waste any time. Olivia, what are we getting curious about this week?
This week we're getting curious about airplanes.
Yes, we are. We are going to divide this episode into 3 parts. In the first part, we are going to explain how airplanes fly. In part 2, we are going to go through the different phases of every flight. At the end of the episode, Olivia is going to have a chance to interview an incredible guest. His name is Shane, and he is a pilot in the U.S. Navy. Let's get started with the question of the week.
The question of the week is, when you're in the air, how do you know where the other airplanes are when you don't see them?
That's an interesting question. At any moment, there can be anywhere from 8,000 to 20,000 planes in the sky at the same time. How do pilots keep track of all of the other airplanes in the sky so they don't get too close to each other?
The most exciting part of a vacation stay at a home rental? Easy. It's being greeted upon arrival with a rusted lockbox affixed to the underside of a stranger's condo. Yeah, you simply twist knobs, click gears, jiggle it, and then rip it off its moorings, and voila! Your prize is a key to a questionable home rental and maybe tetanus. When you just want to get your vacation started by actually getting into your room, it matters where you stay. At Hilton, we deliver your key right to your phone on the Hilton Honors app. Hilton for the stay.
Okay, let's discuss how airplanes fly. There are 4 forces that act on airplanes. The forces act to move the airplane up, down, forward, and back. Let's start with the easiest one.
The weight of the airplane helps to move it down.
Airplanes are heavy, very heavy. So the weight of the airplane acts to move the airplane down. There is something else that acts to move the airplane down.
That would be gravity.
Exactly. So airplanes are able to move down because of the weight of the airplane and gravity. For those of you that listened to episode 13, Curious About the Moon, you already know what gravity is. It's a force that we can't see that tries to bring objects closer to the center of the Earth. When you jump, gravity is the reason why you land back on the ground. So now we understand how airplanes move down.
Airplanes move forward because of thrust.
Thrust on an airplane can be made by 2 things, propellers and engines. On a propeller plane, the propellers spin, which moves the plane forward. On a jet plane, jet engines burn fuel and the gas is forced out of the back of the engines, forcing the airplane forward. Guess what? There is also a force pushing the plane backwards.
Drag is the name of the thing that pushes the plane backwards.
That's right. To put it simply, when a plane is moving forward because of the thrust produced by propellers or jet engines, there is air smacking back against the airplane, which causes drag. If you want to know what drag feels like, try this. Take your arm and extend it in front of you with your palm facing left, as if you are signaling for a first down in football. Then move your hand side to side as fast as you can. You will feel air pushing against your hand as you do this. This air is just like the drag on an airplane. If the air wasn't pushing back against your hand, you would be able to move your hand even faster. So we now know that weight pushes airplanes down, thrust pushes them forward, and drag pushes them back. But how do they go up?
Lift is the force that helps airplanes go up.
It is. And what part of the airplane helps create the lift that the airplane needs to go up?
Lift is made by the wings of the airplane.
Right. And that's why our cars don't fly. Thrust, weight, and drag are forces that act on planes, but they also act on cars and other vehicles. The force of lift is what makes planes different and allows them to fly. The wings on airplanes are a special shape. They are flat on the bottom and curved at the top. Because of the shape of the wings, air is forced down when the airplane is moving forward, which pushes the airplane upward.
That was really interesting. Now let's talk about what happens on the flight.
Sounds good. So everyone boarded the flight and the doors are closed. We are ready to go. What comes next?
The airplane taxis to the runway.
The airplane taxis from the terminal to the runway on wheels. Now we are on the runway and we have some airplanes in front of us. What's going on?
We have to wait until our turn to take off.
Okay, so we wait and now it's time for takeoff. During takeoff, the engines are usually run at full power to produce enough thrust to go forward very fast and produce enough lift to get us off the ground. What happens to the wheels once we are off the ground?
The wheels go into the airplane because we don't need them anymore.
The wheels retract into the airplane until the end of the flight. If you pay attention, you can actually hear the wheels come in. The next phase of the flight is called climb. The airplane climbs or lifts to a height usually around 30,000 feet in the air. The flight usually is less noisy in this phase. Once the plane is in the air and getting higher in the sky, the engine is usually operated at a lower power, which leads to less thrust and less lift, because we are getting closer to 30,000 feet.
The next phase is called cruise.
And cruise is usually the longest part of the flight. We are high in the air and we are moving super fast to wherever it is we are headed. At this phase, most flights travel at about 550 miles per hour, or about 900 kilometers per hour. That's more than 8 times faster than the speed limit on most New Jersey highways. It's really, really fast.
Now we are ready for the descent.
We are getting close to our destination. The pilot starts to lower the plane by changing the power of the engine and by pointing the nose of the plane slightly downward.
Get ready, it's time to land.
During landing, the wheels will come back out for a safe landing. The plane will level off and slow down before touching down on the runway. After the plane touches down, you may hear a blowing sound, which is the sound of the jet engine starting to work in reverse. When the jet engines work in reverse, gas pushes out of the front of the engine, increasing drag and slowing the plane.
Now the plane taxis to the terminal. Thank you for flying on Curious Kid Airlines. Have a fun vacation.
That was a great flight, but this episode isn't done just yet. It is an honor for me to introduce our guest this week. His name is Shane, and he is a lieutenant commander in the U.S. Navy. He has a wife and 3 beautiful kids, and they live in the great state of Virginia.
Shane, thank you for being a guest on our podcast. My first question is, why are there usually 2 or 3 pilots on a plane?
Olivia, I want to thank you for having me on your podcast. This is my first podcast, and it's pretty cool. I appreciate the great question. Why do we have 2 or more pilots? Well, simple. For safety. In case something were to happen to one of the pilots, we would hope that the other pilot would be able to safely land the airplane and ensure that everyone on board has a safe landing. It also allows us to back each other up and make good decisions. So if one guy thinks that he's not sure if something's right, the other person is there to help him make the right choice.
My second question is, what is the hardest weather to fly in? Is it snow? Is it wind? Is it lightning?
Oh boy, wow. What's the scariest weather I've ever flown in? I'm not sure that I should answer this. I might scare a couple people from getting on airplanes. But here goes nothing. The scariest weather usually includes low visibility, low ceilings, and crosswinds. What does that really mean? Well, low visibility means I can't see very far in front of the airplane. Low ceilings means the clouds are really close to the ground. And a crosswind means the wind is perpendicular to the runway. That means it's off to my right side or off to my left side. The combination of these three things makes landing the airplane safely far more challenging. But the good news is professional pilots practice this and they are ready to get you safely on the ground.
Now it's time for the question of the week. How do you know where the other airplanes are when you don't see them?
Olivia, I love this question. I'm sure if you've ever been to an airport, it's obvious that there are a lot of airplanes flying at the same time. And I'm sure you've wondered, how is it that these airplanes don't hit each other? Well, it's a complicated system that keeps us safe and keeps us from hitting other airplanes. It starts out with air traffic control. Those are people on the ground whose job is to keep the airplanes from hitting each other. They watch us on a radar screen and they can see all the airplanes that are in the air. And they do the very best to keep us separated. There's also systems installed on the airplanes themselves that allow the pilots to see the other airplanes that are flying at the same time. And the combination of air traffic control and the systems we have on our airplane and our eyeballs, which we use to look outside the airplane, keep us safe and it keeps us from hitting other airplanes.
Great job, Olivia. That was a fantastic interview. Thanks a million to Shane for his service to the Navy and for joining us on the podcast and answering our questions. We appreciate it so much. That's a wrap for episode 17, Curious About Airplanes.
Thank you for listening to this week's podcast on airplanes.
If you love the podcast, there are so many ways to interact with us when you aren't listening to an episode. You can email us at curiouskidpodcast@gmail.com. Let us know what you think of the podcast. Which episode is your favorite, or what you want us to get curious about in the future. Give us your name, age, and hometown if you email us, so we can thank you if we read it in an episode. You can also drop us a line on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter. Don't forget to subscribe to our podcast and listen to new episodes every Sunday. Do you have friends that might enjoy listening to this podcast? If so, let them know about it. We love new listeners. We will be back next week to get curious about a new topic. As always, thank you so much for listening and getting curious with us.
The most exciting part of a vacation stay at a home rental? Easy. It's being greeted upon arrival with a rusted lockbox affixed to the underside of a stranger's condo. Yeah, you simply twist knobs, click gears, jiggle it, and then rip it off its moorings, and voila! Your prize is a key to a questionable home rental and maybe tetanus. When you just want to get your vacation started by actually getting into your room, it matters where you stay. At Hilton, we deliver your key right to your phone on the Hilton Honors app. Hilton, for the stay.
For the next 15 seconds, picture yourself in a small town. Historic buildings with galleries, restaurants, micro distilleries. Forested ridgelines on the horizon. Wide alpine meadows, evergreen forests threaded with trails, friendly locals eager to guide you. And if you're not quite ready to leave this fantasy, chances are you're our kind, and you should check out visitparkcity.com right away. Park City, Utah, for the mountain kind.